God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam and the mountains quake with their surging. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy place where the Most High dwells. God is within her. She will not fall. She will help her. God will help her at the break of day. Nations are in uproar and kingdoms fall. He lifts his voice and the earth melts. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Come and see the works of the Lord and the desolations he has brought on the earth. He makes wars cease to the ends of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the shields with fire. Be still and know that I am God. And I will be exalted among the nations, and I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Wonderful words. Look forward to hearing what God's word has to say to us today.
At this time, I would like to ask each of our graduates if they would please come up here and be seated in these couple of pews. I would appreciate that. Are there any others that are sitting back there saying, man, he's not going to get me to move up front? Any others? Okay. Stand up a second. Boy, they're getting so sharp at that. They turn right around. Good job. Turn around. Wave at the folks. Now please turn back around and be seated. How many of you were embarrassed by that? None of you? Well, good. Good. Folks, I wanted to take a few moments to talk with you about the simple word be. It's a two-letter word, not the three-letter one that deals with the little bug that flies around, but just the word be, and how this word becomes very important in posturing yourself to do the will of God. Because you see, there are, if you want to have your life blessed, there are certain standards that God has established and a certain path that God wishes for you to walk that will help you to be blessed all of your life. And if you follow God's will and God's plan, you will have joy. You will have the assurance in your heart that God walks with you and that he guides your steps and he helps you in whatever endeavors you reach out or launch out to do in God's name. I want to share with you, first of all, just one verse out of Psalm 46. Then I want to share with you three things today. All right? But that in 46, verse 10 says this: cease striving and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. Some translations that be, that the two words there, cease striving, many translations say, be still. be still. In other words, be quiet in God. And in being quiet, you are to be able to hear His voice, to follow His path, and be blessed by His presence everywhere you go and in everything you do. And He will keep you from falling into a sinful lifestyle. Or He will keep you from making decisions that hinder your life. This morning, I want to share with you three things, like I told you. First of all, be still so that you can hear. Or, in other words, open your ears. Secondly, be alert so you can see. In other words, open your eyes. And then the third thing is be humble so you can learn. In other words, open your heart. Let's look at the first one. Be still so that you can hear or open your eyes. This 10th verse of Psalm 46 is letting us know that the world that we live in is a busy, chaotic place. And in the busyness, sometimes we get so caught up in the rush stuff of life that we don't take the time personally to just step back, spend some alone time with God, and seek Him. Not necessarily to seek His direction at this point, but just to seek Him. Bethany, there was an announcement made today that you were involved in. All right? Your life is such with Philip that you want to know everything that you can know about him, don't you? It's okay to say yes.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. That's a good thing. That's a good thing. You know, and that's often where we fall short in our relationship with God. We sometimes get so caught up in knowing about God or about stuff that we don't seek to know Him. And then when life happens, we're not prepared. This 10th verse says, be still. Quiet yourself. And then it says, and know that I am God. Know me. All of your life, you're going to be a Methodes. All right? That means a perpetual learner. You're going to be someone, you're going to be discovering new elements of life as long as you live. There is not a time in life, regardless of you, what your thoughts are now. There's not a time in this life where you know it all or where you have it all figured out. How many here know Bill Paul? You guys know Bill Paul? You want to know something? Bill Paul, as ancient as he is still learning and still discovering about life and about God. How many here know Betty Smith? And I'm not going to tell you which Betty. Betty Smith, as much experience in life. I'm not going to call her old. Bill, I can do that with. I'm going to say as much experience in life as she has had is still learning and is still growing and is still walking in this path that God is working on her to make her more and more and more of what He wants her to be. Your graduation from high school is a tremendous start to a life of learning. Don't think that you've got it all figured out right now. But be aware that God has promised, if you will take the time to be still and know Him, He'll go with you through everything that you face. The second thing I want to share with you very briefly is be alert so you can see, or in other words, open your eyes. In the Gospel of John, chapter 5, the 19th verse, Gospel of John, in case we're not letting these people in on this thing, but if they want to kind of open up there, they can. All right, the Gospel of John, chapter 5, the 19th verse, we read some interesting words. Because we think in our mind that Jesus could do anything that He wanted at any time. But you know, He didn't acknowledge that. Look at this. Gospel of John, chapter 5, verse 19 says, "Therefore Jesus answered and was saying to them, 'Truly, truly, I say to you, the Son can do nothing of Himself unless it is something He sees the Father doing. For whatever the Father does, these things the Son also does in like manner.'" Isn't that interesting? You see, Jesus was observant of His Father. Whatever God the Father did, Jesus wanted to emulate. He wanted to be that. We are kind of a hero-driven society. And there are certain people that we would like to emulate. I am kind of a sports fan. And being a sports fan, there are some sports heroes that I kind of watch, and I enjoy watching them. Michael Jordan was one of my favorite people to watch on the basketball court. But he wasn't exactly the best example to follow off of the court. Mickey Mantle, in my opinion, was the greatest baseball player that ever lived on the field. But he wasn't the greatest person to follow in life. Fran Tarkenton, in my opinion, was the greatest quarterback to ever lace up the shoes. He's not someone I wanted to emulate in life. You see, so many times all we see are the on-field persona of the individuals. But if we look at God and we follow Him, He will show us what we are to do and what we should emulate and how we should follow through life. There are people that are going to try to get you to go against everything that you have been taught, everything that you know to be true and to be right. And they're going to try to dissuade you. Some of you are going to be going to colleges and universities, and some of you are going to go to secular, some of you are going to Christian. But you're going to have some ideas thrown at you that you're going to look at and you're going to say, whoa, that's not what I've been taught about God. That's not what I've been taught about Jesus Christ. Everything that you need to know about God as He has revealed Himself and about Jesus as He has been revealed in life, about the Holy Spirit as He has been experienced in our hearts, everything that you need to know is contained within the Word of God. And when scientists try to tell you that stuff's all googly goop, and they'll try to tell you that stuff, don't fall for it. When they try to tell you that this is all there is, eat, drink, be happy, for tomorrow we die, realize that that's not what God's Word teaches. But God has promised us life and life eternal, a place of joy and excitement, a place of peace and love, if we walk with Him and follow His example. Open your eyes so that you can see what God has established for you. And also, then, we will be alert to discern Satan's schemes as he tries to defeat us and destroy us. And in addition, being alert enables us to recognize the needs of other people. You've been given a great gift. Okay? Some of you have been given amazing families. What a great gift. Some of you, maybe the families aren't so amazing. But I'm going to tell you, you have a church family here that loves you and that prays for you. That's an amazing gift. But you've all been given the same gift of opportunity to know God and to have intimacy with Him, that He might teach you and guide you and direct you through life. God is awesome. And He loves you very deeply. Be alert, for He walks with you. Be alert, for He shows you that there are others that suffer in great ways, and that He wants to use you to help to ease their suffering. Allow yourself to be used by God to help others. So be alert so that you can see. Open your eyes. And the very last thing is be humble so that you can learn. In other words, open your heart. In the New Testament, in the book of 1 Peter, chapter 5, I want to read a short couple of verses to you, verses 5 and 6. 1 Peter, chapter 5, verses 5 and 6. You younger men, likewise be subject to your elders. And all of you, here it comes, clothe yourselves with humility towards one another, for God is opposed to the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that He may exalt you at the proper time. Our pride can block us or hide us from God's grace. Our pride can be a hindrance to what God wants us to be. You know that before you were ever formed in your mom's womb, before you were ever born, God knew you. And He knew what He wanted to be able to accomplish through you. He had plans established for you. And in the book of Jeremiah, we read that those plans were not to harm you, but to help you. And as we develop a stronger relationship with Christ, a stronger relationship with God, as we submit ourselves or humble ourselves to the Spirit of God, He opens up before us His plan. And in the process of that, gives us peace. This world is a place that wants to steal your spiritual peace. This world wants to take away from you that which you know to be true. God wants to fill you with His grace. But if you're proud, you will resist God, and God will resist you. Because He gives His grace to the humble, those who will submit themselves before God. And so, be humble so that you can learn. And it's what you learn, not just in these early years, but all through life, that prepares you for heaven. The most important thing to learn is, I'm going to give you a secret here. All right? The most important thing that you can learn is to be humble before God. And if you do that, God will bless your life greater than you ever thought possible. You have been blessed. The blessing that you have is because of God's favor on your life to this point. He has placed in your life people that can help you, people that can give you hope and peace, people that can help you during the difficult walks of life. So you need to be grateful for those folks. Whatever you do in life, seek God's will and His direction, and He'll give you the desires of your heart. At this time, we as a church have just a little gift that we want to give to you. It's a little package, but it contains life. So we want to be able to give you the gift of life. Hopefully, you'll take this gift and you'll search it. And you'll study it. And you'll learn from it. And you'll talk to the author. It's the great thing about having the gift of the Word of God. I've read a few books in my life. Very, very rarely have I ever been privileged to be able to talk with the author. Because in every book that I read, there's always some question that comes into my mind. And I think, well, I'd like to talk with them. What were they thinking here when they wrote this? You know what? With the Word of God, I always have the author's ear. And by simply praying and asking for His wisdom, He opens up what He's written to me. This book is personal because it's written to you. This book is universal because it's written to every one of us. No other book is like that. So we want to, as a church, present to you at this time a gift that we're going to ask you to do something bizarre. Are you ready for bizarre? Sure. All right. You ready for bizarre? You're always ready for bizarre. Right? You think so. What we're going to ask you to do is after you receive your Bible, we're going to ask you to go back by the door so that you can greet everybody or everyone can greet you as they leave the church today. You'll do that for us, won't you? Nod your heads, yes. You younger ones, submit unto your elders. We already read that verse. All right? I'm going to read off the names of all of our graduates. As you can see, we've got six here, but we've got 10 Bibles. So four of them are here. We're going to ask these ones to come. First of all is Brandon Chase. Brandon is unable to be with us today. Vivian Chang.
Thank you.
Come here a minute. Vivian, we have had the privilege of having Vivian stay in our home for this past year as a foreign exchange student. She's headed back to Hong Kong. And she's going to be there for a little while, and then she's going to mainland China and do some preparation for her SATs. And then she's going to be going to the state of Washington and furthering, getting her high school degree there in the state of Washington, and then doing some college work here in the States. And it's been a joy to have Vivian with us, and God bless you, Vivian. Andy Check is unable to be with us today. Erica Edwards. Erica, please give us a moment and tell us what are your plans.
I'm going to Penn State. I'm going to Penn State Fair in this fall.
For what?
Undecided.
Undecided, okay. But you know where you're headed anyways, right?
Yeah.
Well, God bless you, Erica. Carrie Ireland is unable to be with us this morning, so we want to acknowledge her. Nat Han Mead. Oh, Nathan Mead. Nathan, tell us a little bit about your life. What are your plans?
In the fall, I'll be attending Mercyhurst. I'm undecided, like Erica. But...
You're undecided if you're going?
I'm going. I'm
undecided.
You're
going. Okay. God bless you. Thank you, Nathan. Ethan Redrup, please come. I do know a little bit about Ethan. Ethan was the salutatorian for Corey Area High School this year, and he got to deliver a message. And in that message, I want you to see this is Trident layered gum. He sweetened this box with a statement that he made in his speech. And it struck me, and I made sure I wrote it down, and hopefully I'm not misquoting him. But what he had to say spoke to my heart. And I want to share that with you right now. It says this: fear is the greatest hindrance to progress. You know, that's absolutely true. Fear, if we're wrapped up in fear, we don't launch out to accomplish great things in life. Ethan is going to be accomplishing great things in life because he has conquered fear. And standing in front of you demonstrates that today. Ethan, where are you headed next and what's going on?
I'm going to Mercier's College to major in intelligence studies.
So many thoughts. I do. Well, God bless you. God bless you. Alexia Schweitzer. Schweitzer. Isn't that a famous name? Wasn't there a great person named Schweitzer? Lexi, what's happening? Tell us where you're headed and what's going on.
I'm going to Ohio Christian University in the fall to major in early childhood education.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. Bethany Troyer. Bethany, now I know that there's a name change that's coming up in your life, and Philip doesn't have a problem becoming a Troyer. I know that's how the Troyers work, so I just wanted to make sure.
He doesn't like potatoes that much.
Tell us, what are you looking at?
Well, obviously a wedding's in the future sometime here, but right now we're kind of waiting on God's call on what direction and what's the next step to go. So
wait patiently, pray, seek God's wisdom. He'll give you direction. God bless you. Thank you. And the last one is Chad Weiler, and Chad was unable to be with us today. So we will see that these receive their Bibles. Young people, thank you. Thank you for being here. Thank you for sharing your lives with us and for giving us the great privilege of sharing our lives with you. May God guide you and direct your every step and keep His hand upon you so that you don't rush ahead of Him, nor that you don't fall behind, but that you are fully yielded to His will. Would you please stand? What I'm going to do is I'm going to ask these young folks if they would kind of head their way back, and they're going to stand by the door and give you an opportunity to greet them. Please make sure that you do that, and may God bless you. So if you guys will head back. Right back by the outside door. No going outside. And shall we pray? Our gracious Lord, thank you for the gift of life. Thank you for the gift of your word, for the wisdom and the knowledge that you share with us, for the direction and the help that you give us. And help us always, always, always to look to you for guidance, for wisdom, for help, for strength, for love. And Father, may you be praised and glorified. And now, may the love of the Father, the grace of Jesus Christ, and the power of the Holy Spirit rest and abide upon you and fill you with all peace. In the name of God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.